Now, if your A-level results have gone your way, chances are you'll be considering going to university. Maybe you're going to another form of higher education. Options are open if you're struggling. Are you going back to school? Are you looking for maybe a different course? Heartiest congratulations to all the students across the country who have received their A-level and, of course, their AS results today. Northern Ireland's six further education colleges have a wide range of higher education opportunities apparently available for all students as well. One of their representatives is Karen Lennon. Karen, good morning.
Good morning, Frank. How are you?
I'm very well, Karen. Karen, higher education, the college idea as opposed to university, some people would see that as, the poor man's option. Is that an unfair assessment?
I think that would be, Frank. We have six regional further education colleges across Northern Ireland, as you say, and our further education colleges offer a range of opportunities for any student out there who has just received their A-level results, and also our students who are currently in the colleges who have just received their extended diploma results. We have a lot of opportunities ranging from higher education courses. For example, we have a lot of two-year foundation degree and HND courses, which leads on to an honours degree where students can then go on to university and do their top-up. We also have opportunities where students can go straight into the world of work and earn while they learn through our higher level apprenticeships. I have to say, all of the courses in our colleges have a real strong emphasis on developing skills which are essential for the Northern Ireland economy and for employability of our young people.
And how does it compare in relation to cost and to borrowing and to the fees for going?
Yeah, I know fees are a big issue. So, for example, a young person who just received A-level results, they can go to one of our six further education colleges and study, for example, a foundation degree. This is a two-year course. The tuition fees, yes, are very cost-effective, slightly reduced, in comparison with university fees. And following completion of that course, the young person can then go on to a university, either in Northern Ireland or in England, and within 1 or 2 years then complete an honours degree. So it is an opportunity to start off at an FE college and then progress to a university. And these courses are all accredited by a university. We have a very unique offering when it comes to higher education within an FE setting in Northern Ireland. So as you say, it is reduced costs for the learner. Also, the courses are delivered locally. So we have a range of colleges right across Northern Ireland. So students can go to a campus which is local to them, again saving costs. We have smaller class sizes. This allows strong pastoral support for young people while they're studying. And finally, and I think this is crucial, most of our courses have a strong work-related element, which means that students get work experience during their course, which is essential for the economy today. So our students all will get development in terms of entrepreneurial skills, leadership skills, team building, problem solving, and communication skills.
And can they qualify for a student loan?
Yes, student loans are also available. All our colleges are open today, and on our website we've got lots of numbers and everything. So yes, loans are all available to our students, and our finance teams within the colleges are there to provide support. We have careers advisors in all our colleges as well who can advise young people on all of the options that we have. And my key point is, don't panic. No matter what your results are today, don't panic. We have lots of opportunities for young people.
Now, you did mention that you're conveniently located, and it certainly is a form of education where you go in the morning, you come home in the evening, and you base yourself most likely back with mom and dad or in your own accommodation. The idea of going off to university, that's what a lot of young people have in their minds at the moment. They don't even want to just be in Belfast. They want to be in Manchester or London or further afield. You miss out on that experience if you go to an FEC.
Well, not really. I mean, you mentioned Manchester as an example. Some of our colleges here, if you do your first 2 years of your foundation degree in Northern Ireland, you can't even go to Manchester University and within 1 year get your honours degree. So we do have a lot of opportunities for our young people. And some of our students, work while they are studying. They do it on a part-time basis. So, there's a lot of different opportunities for young people.
So you expect to be very busy over the next few days?
Yes, we've had a lot of phone calls already, and I know the staff in the colleges have had a very busy morning so far. And I should say, our website has a list of telephone numbers for each of the six regional FE colleges. It has a list of the dates and the times when all the colleges are open, for example, for their clearing days, their information and advice days.
Listen, you'll probably want to give me again the website address, because I see a couple of people here already asking for it on the text. Yes, give us that again, please, Karen.
Our website address is www.collegesni.ac.uk, and on that site you'll get the telephone numbers for the 6 regional FE colleges. You'll get a list of all the clearing days, HE enrolment days. And the important thing is, don't panic. All our colleges are open today. Anyone can drop in and have a conversation with any of the staff members on site to get more advice.
Okay, just shout it out once more. I don't think we had actually broadcasted. Just shout it out again for me.
www.collegesni.ac.uk.
Okay, Karen, thanks for coming on. Thank you.
Thank you, Frank.
Thank you. Good morning to you. This is the Frank Mitchell phone-in, easing our way through the day. Whatever is on your mind, we're always happy to have a yarn with you on the radio. Now, lots to do, and of course, lots to shoehorn in. And sometimes, needless to say, it all, you know, works better than other times. There's times it's as smooth as a baby's backside.